The Food and Drug Administration says the new calorie counts coming to menus at fast food chains, movie theaters, and some restaurants are going to cost you. The FDA has included a so-called lost pleasure analysis in the new rules, which take effect next year. The agency says consumers will lose between $2 and $5 billion in pleasure over 20 years. Kenneth Warner is professor of public health at the University of Michigan, and he joins us now. Professor Warner, welcome.
Thank you.
So how does this lost pleasure analysis work?
It's based on an economics concept called consumer surplus. And it's a simple and very rational notion that when people choose to buy a product, they are going to derive as much satisfaction from the product as from the money they're giving up to get it. And in particular, if they're deriving more satisfaction from the product than what it costs them to get the product, they get what we call surplus.
So in this case, what they're saying is if I buy that popcorn that has a very high calorie count, I will get a certain amount of pleasure that can be measured. And if I don't buy it because I see the calorie count and I decide I'll just have some kale instead, then I will lose pleasure from that. And you can actually calculate how much pleasure I will lose.
Well, this is where the FDA's analysis is turning logic on its head. In economics, we believe that people are good, rational consumers when they are well-informed. If you were providing people with more information, and that's all this regulation does, it's simply giving them a calorie count, and they choose to change their behavior, so they consume something else than what they would have previously, they are telling us implicitly that they're deriving more consumer surplus now that they are better informed. So it makes no sense to say that there's this loss of pleasure in the instance in which consumers are individually making their own decisions to change their consumption behavior.
Well, and I can see why the industry that make the kind of foods that are going to have high calorie counts and people may decide to avoid, I can see why they would lose some pleasure in this. But are we worried that consumers will be less happy if they make these choices and go for the healthier options?
Well, apparently the FDA is worried about that. I don't see it. It seems to me if people want to ignore the calorie information, they just ignore it. I mean, if they're getting their pleasure from consuming products, they can continue to consume them. They're still deriving that pleasure.
Now, we've seen these calorie counts at many chain restaurants, but also in certain cities like New York City. It's been required there in California. Do you think that the country is going to really change behavior when this is nationally implemented, when there are calorie counts everywhere you go?
One hopes that there will be some behavior change. If there is no behavior change whatsoever, then there's probably not a lot of value to providing the information. So one hopes that the information will, in fact, get at least a subset of consumers to change their behavior, to do so in a healthy direction. That will yield benefits in terms of better health, fewer healthcare costs and the like, and FDA does consider those in its analysis.
Professor Kenneth Warner of the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Professor Warner, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.